80s and sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A fourth lawsuit has been filed to challenge Tennessee's new congressional maps. The NAACP filed its latest legal challenge in federal court yesterday. That's in addition to its local petition against the state's redistricting plan. The federal lawsuit was filed in partnership with the League of Women Voters. It alleges that the new congressional map was pushed through the legislative process in just 48 hours with minimal transparency or public feedback, despite warnings it would weaken Black political representation. Republicans say the maps do not take racial data into account, only political data, and that the new maps reflect the state's overall conservative bent. Meanwhile, former Nashville Mayor Megan Berry has pulled herself out of contention for Congress. She had initially announced she would be running in the newly created 6th District, which incorporates parts of Nashville and surrounding counties to the east. Berry was one of several new candidates throwing their hats in the ring during the extended filing deadline this week. That closes today at noon. In a statement to WPLN News, Berry says the race isn't for her, but that she hopes, quote, the courts will put a stop to this chaos. There are now 4 lawsuits over the maps, that NAACP suit, an earlier suit by them, the Tennessee Democratic Party suit, and one from the ACLU. And they've asked the court to throw out the maps. A federal judge will hear arguments on one of those cases next week. Next year's focus for Metro Arts budget will be on youth in crisis. Metro is building a new Nashville youth campus for empowerment that will hold Davidson County's juvenile court and other resources for justice-involved youth. Metro Arts has funded an artist to create a sculpture for the lobby and a collection of 20 art pieces that will hang throughout the building as well. Metro Arts asked for an $85,000 increase to their budget. Interim Executive Director Ashley Batchelder says the additional money will create an artist residency-type program that would engage young people in making art.
This would actually be creating artwork that is in the private spaces where the public doesn't have access to, where there's some of the temporary housing and the meeting rooms and other spaces where there's not as much of a robust plan for art, but it's equally as important.
Metro Arts also asked for a 10% increase in their grants budget, saying it could fund 11 more projects. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station. 90.3 WPLN News.